Well, we're in the ninth day of violence between Israel and Hamas, the militant group that governs Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Israel bombarded more targets overnight, hours after President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he supported a ceasefire. Administration officials are speaking to Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the political group that governs Palestinians over in the West Bank. But Biden, like presidents before him, said he backs Israel's right to defend itself. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman has been traveling with Secretary of State Antony Blinken on a pre-planned trip to Arctic countries. She's in Iceland. And Michelle, to Biden's comments that he supports a ceasefire, other international leaders are demanding an immediate ceasefire. Why isn't Biden using stronger language?
Well, I mean, I think the sad reality is that as we've seen in repeated cycles of violence between Israel and Hamas, they have to want a ceasefire for diplomacy to work. Israel has military objectives to degrade Hamas. And, you know, remember, Hamas has been firing rockets indiscriminately into Israel. And they're going to continue that as long as the Israeli strikes continue.
Well, and you're in Iceland right now, as we said, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Why is he, you know, with such a crisis in the Middle East, why is he staying on this Arctic Council trip? It's to European countries. Why is he not pivoting?
I think there are a couple of factors at play. He has a high-stakes meeting tomorrow with Russia's foreign minister. Russia is about to take over the Arctic Council chairmanship from Iceland. The Arctic's one of the rare places that the U.S. and Russia can work together. So there is a lot of diplomacy, climate diplomacy, U.S.-Russia relations that are going on here. It's just that most of his calls have been with leaders in the Middle East.
Well, and he also says that the Biden administration has been working behind the scenes. Here's what Secretary Blinken told reporters today.
We are engaged in quiet but very intensive diplomacy. In an effort to de-escalate and end the violence.
Well, and we heard about the phone call with Netanyahu, but what is going on? Are there talks with Palestinians as well? And do we know if this diplomacy has accomplished anything?
Well, you know, there's a U.S. envoy, Hadi Amr, who's in the region and has met with Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president. The trouble the U.S. has is that it doesn't talk to Hamas. So the conversations are really with Egypt, with Tunisia, with countries that have some ability to speak to Hamas.
And put this in context, the Biden administration has been in office 4 months in a pandemic. They haven't yet appointed an ambassador to Israel, sent a special envoy just last week. But mediating between Israelis and Palestinians hasn't been front and center. So what's been the recent history?
So the Trump administration's focus was on getting the Israelis and other Arab countries to recognize each other. And it was kind of putting the Palestinians off to the side. They didn't talk to the Palestinians. And so there was a lot of built-up anger from the Palestinians about the Americans. The Biden administration changed the policy on the margins. I mean, they're restoring aid to the Palestinians, but they're starting over. And in the meanwhile, this conflict has exploded. And it's not only, remember, this conflict between Hamas and Israel, there's also this communal, intra-communal violence within Israel that's very troubling, both to Americans, but also to Israelis.
Yeah, Israelis and Arabs fighting each other on the ground. Meanwhile, many progressives in the Democratic Party are condemning Israel, pointing out how much they've outgunned Hamas, how many more hundreds have died from Israeli strikes. They're objecting to the approved new U.S. arms sale to Israel. Could this pressure change Biden's attitude towards Netanyahu?
I think it could. I mean, U.S. military support for Israel has always had bipartisan support, but I think you are seeing a fraying within the Democratic Party on this issue, and that could draw Biden into a different position, although he has a very strong, longstanding view on Israel.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, thank you.
Thank you.